I think there's a lot in the media today, and not just the media, about how young people, can't do this and they can't do that, and they're lazy and they're always on their phones. I think generations always moan about the next generation coming up, but what I see in my role is individuals, young men, young women, who have the practical skills to equip them for life. Leadership, team working, the cadet experience gives them a challenge, it gives them interest, fun, and a safe professional environment in which to do that. So I would say the fact that the youth of today are our future, we should encourage more young people to be part of uniformed organisations. And that doesn't have to be military. As I say, it could be police, fire and rescue, it could be St John's Ambulance, it could be the Cubs, the Scouts, the Brownies. There are so many youth organisations out there that young people get involved with and do fantastic work for their local community. I've talked about the cadet experience, but clearly we have more young people who want to be cadets. What stops us giving everybody the opportunity, and especially those individuals that maybe come from a more deprived community, what we need is adult volunteers. Cadet Force adult volunteers are so important because what they're doing is supporting the young people, and there's ratios. Clearly, we have to safeguard young people, and if we don't have the adult volunteers coming forward. But the main point I'd like to stress is you don't need any military experience. You don't need any instructional experience because the Cadet Force adult volunteers are trained, and you can build your own set of skills and get your own set of qualifications as a Cadet Force adult volunteer, which is really, really important because if we don't have the adult volunteers, then we can't give every single young person the cadet experience that they deserve.